Hey, everyone, and welcome to our ad-free show's Top 10 Countdown of 2021. I'm John Alba, and today we've reached our number 8 moment for our favorite AFS moments or memories of 2021. And speaking of big, the impact Matt Cardona made on wrestling this year was just absolutely enormous. The former Zack Ryder cemented his reinvention this year by becoming independent wrestling's hottest attraction. But I think you can argue his rise through the ranks actually started right here with us over on ad-free shows. Now, you may be saying, John, what are you talking about? Well, we had Matt show up on various projects throughout the year, collecting 101 with the gimmick attorney, Mike Dawkins, of course, who could forget that, revealing Jeff Jarrett's action figure. That was pretty awesome. And of course, a very memorable moment at Top Guy Weekend.
I just talked to two dudes in the bathroom. That was weird, but they told me they were having the fucking time of their lives this weekend. Is anybody else having one of their best wrestling weekends ever? Well, buddies, I'm going to keep it going. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about surprise guests. I am absolutely honored to bring out our surprise guest, a multi-time champion. You can't see him on WWE.
What?
Your champ is still here! This isn't the summer of John Cena. This isn't the summer of Punk. This is the summer of Matt fucking Cardona! And what are you marks clapping about? You're here, you paid your top guys, you pay for this shit, you pay for ad-free shows?
Yeah!
Yeah! Fuck Conrad Thompson! Fuck Bruce Pritchard!
Yeah!
Fuck Arn Anderson!
Yeah!
Fuck Eric Bischoff! Fuck Jim Ross! Fuck Tony Schiavone! And definitely, definitely, definitely fuck Dave Penzer! Dave Penzer sucks! All you marks should be listening to the major wrestling figure!
Yeah! Woo!
I'd love to stay in chat. I'd love to stay in chat, but I gotta go to GCW. And I'm gonna make all those marks bow down to the Death Match King!
It seemed any time there was a camera on Cardona this year, he just made the most of his time in front of it. So it's pretty cool to think that ad-free shows played a role in some of that momentum that he may have picked up. And my gut tells me that this won't be the last we see of Cardona on the AFS. Just a little bit of a hunch on that one. Now, if you haven't seen any of our other top 10 moments, head over to adfreeshows.com. You can play catch up and tune in tomorrow as we hit number 7.